Hey there, and welcome to a fabulous Nephi Gone Wild, episode one, recorded on Friday, April 17th, 2026, where it is 76 or 79 degrees and overcast in Nephi land. It is 38 days till Memorial Day, 197 until Halloween, and only 252 days until Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Of course.
Awesome. You're always so on it. Hey, let's share a quick affirmation. Nephi's presence is comforting and grounding to others.
Well, always.
It's true, yeah. All right. Well, before we get into the show, let's talk about Patreon really quick. Patreon offers Nephi a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like my Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank Nephi. All right. And now let's see what this day held in history. Oh, I like that. For those not watching the video, Tom has a mini pashmina on. Okay.
Is to support my
It's your Kybella treatment.
sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on this day in history, April 17th, 1521, Martin Luther faces the charges at the Diet of Worms for his religious writings. Weird. 1917, the Second Battle of Gaza begins in World War I.
Back
Interesting.
there again, huh?
Yeah. 1945, US forces seize uranium in Germany to block Soviet atomic development. Interesting. 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion begins in Cuba. Uh-oh. 1969, Sirhan is convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy. 1970, I was born. Apollo 13 safely returns to Earth after a failed mission. 1982, the Canada Act takes effect, granting full sovereignty to Canada. It's funny, I thought it was before that, but 2013, a fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas kills 15 people. And in 2014, NASA confirms the delivery of an Earth-sized discovery of an Earth-sized planet in a habitable zone. They should be worried. There was some celebrity births, however. Benjamin Franklin was born in 1706. Sean Bean from Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings was born in 1959. Jennifer Garner, 1972, Alias and 13 Going on 30. Victoria Beckham, aka the Spice Girl.
Which one was she?
I believe she was 40 Spice.
What?
Sporty Spice?
Sporty? No.
No? Naughty
She
Spice?
wasn't she Posh Spice?
Oh, you know
Because
what?
she's the
You're
good.
probably, yeah, you're probably
She's
right.
the dresser.
Right.
Sean, Posh Spice. That's Beckham. Yeah, he says something like that.
Yeah.
He's pooping.
I know she's got a hot husband.
Yeah.
And then in 1973, Nephi was born, published poet and
Oh.
Suno song creator. Oh, also interestingly, there was one notable death, which was Benjamin Franklin. He died on his birthday in 1790. Very odd.
Well, that way you don't get the, oh well, he was like my grandmother when she was born on, well, we're not sure. She was either born December 31st 1899, or she was born January 1st, 2000, I mean 1900. So,
Oh.
it's that whole thing of playing back and forth with the date.
Yeah.
So at least he got his confirmed date on his birthday. So he was this old when he died.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let's see about some holidays. Take me just a quick moment to pull that
I
up.
look like a cross between Nathan Lane and Charles Nelson Reilly.
There's nothing wrong with that. They're very successful people.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Okay. April 17th holidays. Today is Bat Appreciation Day. I appreciate bats for what they are, as long as they stay away from me. Although I will say that there's some bats that are kind of cute. It's blah 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 day. Interesting. Ellis Island family history. We were just talking with somebody about how they used to change the names. If they didn't, if whoever was checking them in didn't know how to spell their last name, they just fake it, and how they would end up with different names. International Ford Mustang Day. Do you ever have a Ford Mustang?
I have not.
I think my father may have. I don't know. Okay. Haiku Poetry Day. Do you like haiku?
I do not.
I know. I always mess it up, so.
It's lazy.
And then it's Malbec Day. Don't know what that is. Cheeseball Day. We're cheese balls. So we did it. It's Crawfish Day. Nope. Kickball. I actually kind of liked kickball. Yeah. Especially when I could actually connect with it, and then it would just sail right out and hit the pitcher and the anyway.
Sean's playing kickball.
Is he? That's hot. I like kickball.
Well, you should see the team.
I
It's nothing like the baseball or the softball team.
oh, is it better or worse?
Well, depends on, I mean, they're all nice people,
Yeah.
but the softball team is lesbians, and that sort. And the kickball team is not.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture of one of the sports teams recently and went, oh. Yeah. Oh, it's nothing like a Dame Day.
What musical?
South Pacific.
That's correct.
Cool. And then World Hemophilia Day, which is the reason that a lot of early AIDS people that were not usually gay men or bi men got HIV. All right, well, that was holidays. And let's celebrate some birthdays. Today's birthday is Nephi. Huh. You did that pretty well, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see. I can get back over here to the right thing. There we are. Okay. Well, we have some chub hugs to send out today. And those chub hugs are to Nephi for his birthday.
Nephi.
Yay. All right. Let's see. Well, all right. Well, we got a few things in our feedback, starting with Sean, who says, "Happy birthday, Nephi." Wow, that's pretty cool. Stan wrote in and said, "Did you know Nephi was almost in a gay soap opera?" I did. Did you?
I did not.
So, years and years and years and years ago, back before they even had like the lair and or anything like that, There was a casting call in Houston for a soap opera, a gay soap opera. And so Nephi went and auditioned for it. And I always applaud him for going and doing that. And I believe that they were very interested in him for one of the parts, but the project never went forward. So
Is it because he wouldn't do nudity?
I think it's because they didn't have money. I think he would have done nudity. Well, I don't know. Back, yeah, he probably would have done nudity. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Well, let's talk about Nephi's week. This week Nephi got a wonderful birthday present from me, and it contained a DVD of the original Superman that I found that made me think of him because one of his favorite memories of going it was going to the movies with his dad when he was young, a little kid, and they watched the original Superman together, and that was a very special moment for Nephi.
Now, are
So
we talking Christopher Reeves?
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I saw it and thought of him and sent it to him for his birthday, along with a Jesus Christ cum rag. And actually a Ted Neely as Jesus Christ cum rag. It's not as anti-religious as some people posting doctor memes, right? Anyway, so he got a few little things for me for his birthday. Now, he also got to see Tiffany in concert on Monday. And yeah, that was pretty cool. He sent me a few pictures from it, and she's looking fancy and looks like she gave a really good performance.
It was interesting because I was trying to remember who was the one responsible for Electric Blue, and was it Tiffany or was it Debbie Gibson? And so I looked at it, I couldn't figure it out, and none of them had a song called Electric Blue, but Debbie Gibson had Electric Youth
Yes.
and Out of the Blue, I think it was.
Yes.
So I got those mixed up,
Okay.
and it became a whole different song, but it was Debbie Gibson.
Okay.
Were you
Yeah.
more a fan of Debbie or
You
Tiffany?
know, I actually liked them both. Kind of equally. Although, okay, stupidly, when I was a kid, I used to write to celebrities for autographs and stuff like that and pictures. Back then, we could do it. I wrote like 7 pages of nothing but just I love Tiffany, like over and over and over and over and over to send to her so that maybe she would pay attention to me and give me a photo. But I don't think I ever sent it. I think it just ended up
Well,
like
that's good
getting
because that is
trashed.
so stalkery, it scares me.
Well, I was 16, I think, at the time, 15 or 16. So yeah, a little fanboyish, maybe
Wait,
more.
wait, 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 wait. When did Tiffany come out?
They came out in 87, 86, 87.
Really? I thought they were 90s.
No, Nope. Although they still tried to have careers in 90s, but no.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was very cool that he got to go see that. And then he also had a family birthday party, and that was very cool. He got to see most of his family and get some sweet little gifts, and there was a number of things like he is associated well with loving Dolly Parton, as we all do, but he is associated just a bit more, kind of like how everyone kind of associates me with Golden Girls because of Spanking Bea Arthur. So
I never associate you with that.
well, yeah, you weren't really like, we weren't really podding when I was doing that. It was kind of toward the end of it. But yeah, I still get called SBA every once in a while. So anyway, but Nephi loves Dolly Parton, so they got him like big Dolly Parton balloons and
You mean like boobs?
you would think,
Oh,
right?
okay.
Yeah. Or
We're
like a great big
not talking
wig.
about Christy Gnome's husband.
Oh, there if yeah, he wishes he had Dolly Parton boobs.
Why doesn't he get the nipples correct?
It's
I don't
probably,
understand it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, that's the one thing, you know, I mean, you can excuse everything else,
Yeah.
but come on.
They're sisters, not twins. Isn't that what the girls say when they have boobs that are off? I
Okay,
don't
girl, these aren't real boobs. Okay.
I don't, well, like even the girls like Heather and all them when they used to, use the fake ones, they would make sure that they were, spot on. Usually some of the bigger ones were like bird seed.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was really popular. Does Nephi have season tickets for the Broadway series?
No.
Because he's always going.
Yes, he what he does is he's actually a first responder. So he get there is a website that he uses. Well, there's two websites, I think, but one of them is for first responders for when they the companies like give either tickets that aren't selling or like they're donating or whatever to this website, and then first responders get to go on there and like kind of bid or whatever for these tickets. So he gets like super discount and free, and like you can get like $100 ticket for like $10 or something like that. So he gets to see a lot of fun stuff, and we're
Sounds like it.
and yeah, and I think that's so neat. Anyway, all right, so that was kind of his week, and then all right, let's do Love It or Hate It. Nephi.
Love it.
Yeah, we have to.
No,
Otherwise, he will
we choose
not be
to.
happy
You
with
have to.
it.
That's all I have to say.
After what it's been, we're in year 39 of
Bless
knowing each
you.
other.
Oh, I thought you said I was 39. Okay.
Oh, yes, you are. But which is the same age as Nephi and my friendship, because I was just turning 17, and he was just shy of 15, I think.
My
So
God.
I know, right? So it was the pen pal relationship back then.
Well, how did that happen?
But so I ended up having a letter put in. God, back then they put it in. Was it Teen Beat? It wasn't Tiger Beat. I think it was Teen Beat. And so they had a little pen pal section, and you could write in and you could
Yeah.
say, hi, and I think my name was like, I was like, hi, my name's Matt. And I think I said Corey Hart, Cyndi Lauper, C. Thomas Howell, and someone else. There were like three C's and then somebody else. And I'm 16 and I do blah, 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 something stupid like that. Anyway. And then they would print your address. Now, this is freaky because these days, something like that would be like, oh, hell no, I wouldn't let my kid do that. But back then, they just did shit like that. So, anyway, I had pen pal. I had like so many people from all over the country write me, and out of the country, actually. In fact, there was a whole bunch from like the, not Cuba, but that whole. The island system out there, but they would send them in these really thin pieces of paper that would fold over. Remember like what you would send for inter-country email, or I mean mail. Do you remember those at all?
No, but you said
Okay, so they were just
female.
one sheet of very thin paper, and then you wrote your letter, and then you folded it up, and it had postage on the other side, and then you sent it, so it would be super cheap. Well, most of the time when they got to me, they would have been like wet or rained on or something. And
You
stuck
think that was
together, so I
rain.
couldn't tell what the hell they were.
It was once wet.
Anyway, so Nephi and I ended up like sending each other. So you would send clippings from the magazines that you had of the stars that the other people liked, and then they would trade you back. So I would send him a bunch of Boy George stuff and Culture Club, and he would send me a bunch of Corey Hart and Cyndi Lauper stuff. And so we would exchange pen pal letters, and then we became where we actually stuck it out. And we had another friend, Jason, who was one of our so we had like this little triad pen pal thing. Yeah, so we did that, but we ended up going from letters to recording tapes for each other. And then calling. In fact, I got in trouble for long distance calling to him. And then after that, it was just letters. And then he would send these amazing packages full of books and tapes and different things like that that he got. And yeah, and then he'd send all sorts of great things. And we just evolved from there. And then once we had email, we didn't have to spend so much postage.
Well, I know, and that's what I just remember back in the day where long distance, and so you could never talk to people, far away. And now you pick it up and everybody's local.
Yeah, I
Fabulous.
love that. Yeah. So, anyway, let's see. So, all right. Hey, Chubbs. What do you think is the best thing about Nephi?
Well, I mean, it's got to be the loyalty and the support and his love.
Yes,
Yeah.
that is a big part of it, big part of who he is, and especially to his family. He's so wonderful to them. But another thing that I love about him is that he loves animals so much. He actually carries around like dog food and water and like little paper plates and stuff in his car. So if he sees a stray animal like in the park or while he's driving along or something, he'll stop and he will like put food out for them and like water and stuff. And then he is very, very adopt, don't shop. And what he doesn't donate to regular charities, he will donate to like shelters and stuff like that. So, one of the things I do love about him. All right. Hey, Chubbs, what do you love most about Nephi?
Wait, wasn't that
Well,
what
that
we?
was kind of the same question, huh?
It seems like the same question.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, Chubbs, did you know that Nephi has a book of poetry out?
I knew that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's called Unguarded, the Collected Poems 1990 to 2020. So that's like 40 years, right? Oh, wait, no, 30 years.
Now, wasn't it a New York bestseller?
I thought it was, but I think it was actually like a Luna Street bestseller because it did really well on this one street in Houston. But yeah, it's a gripping collection of poetry, 30 years in the making. It's got a beautiful photo of him in a little tie, looking all sassy on the cover. And it's called Unguarded, and it is available on Amazon for $6 on paperback, or you can get it on Kindle for $1.99. So, very cool. All right. I remember, well, we just talked about that. I remember my first encounters with Nephi, and I talked about, our pen pal relationship. How about you?
It would be just noticing all the similarities I had with him as far as like theater and the things a lot of the things that he likes through you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, we were just talking about him and you with theater because they were giving away at happy hour, they were giving away passes to Back to the Future.
Right, which he saw a couple months ago.
Yeah, so both of you saw it, both of you loved it, and the boys at happy hour didn't even know that it was actually a musical. I know, right? I'm like, come on, queers, what is the matter with you? Even I knew that, and I have don't go to the shows that much, so well, hardly at all anymore. But
So did you get the seats?
no, I don't think anyone in our group got them, and then that's when I found out stuff, so
Well, I saw MJ the musical when nights ago.
really? How was that?
Yeah. Oh, it was fabulous.
Oh,
Just
cool.
fabulous, I mean, it's yeah, I kind of didn't know what to expect, but it's how hard can it be sitting around listening to Michael Jackson's music for 2.5 hours?
Right. Yeah. Cool. All right. And that's on YouTube.
No, I saw it at the community center
Oh,
two
you
nights
actually
ago,
went and saw
considering
it.
this is the
Okay.
17th,
Right.
and I saw it on the 15th.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's jump into what's in your lunchbox. And we have three amazing photos, and I did get to send you those photos.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to start the first one, which is a picture of Nephi at Olive Garden with he got sent a nice gift card for Olive Garden, which he absolutely loves going there. And then he ordered this huge plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
That's huge.
That is a huge plate. And he probably took it home and made it for lunch for the next like 14 days. Because that's a lot. And then after that, you see his birthday cake with 53 candles.
And look, he's got Jell-O is joy, and you love Jell-O.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. So this is the
Oh.
cake with his 53 candles. And you notice that there's rainbow all around the cake. And that's because Nephi's gay. So, and
Oh.
yes, Jell-O is joy, that beautiful sign in the background. And you know why? Because after he had all of those meatballs, and then he had all of that cake, which he probably had half of it, he took home and turned it into dessert for the next 14 days. He went on a Jell-O diet. As you
Wow.
see in the next thing, he does this wonderful Jell-O diet. He really is amazing with when he decides to do something like that, he does it. And yes, so
Well, it's a smart idea because, I may like a blueberry jello, one serving, but afterwards, the next one I might want a cherry or a lime.
yeah.
So you can just go back and forth through all these. While you're having your meatballs and your cake.
Right, exactly. And they're all rainbow because he's gay. So,
Ah.
all right. Well, that is that. And now go ahead and see what's in Nephi's lunchbox at facebook.com/chubsgonewild, where we're hosting his photos that we just talked about. And email us things for Nephi at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find Nephi's book over at Amazon.com. And you can find his YouTube page at Mabel Coco Korenic. And that is Mabel, Mabel Coco Korenic. And I will try to put a link to that on our Chubb's Gone Wild page as well, so that you can find it. And we have 100 subscribers. He has 444 subscribers, and he has thousands of hits because he has the most amazing fun videos up there from like the 80s and the 90s and the 1970s and all sorts of things. Anyway. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us for a wonderful Nephi Gone Wild. We hope that he has a wonderful birthday, and we will catch you next time. All right, love you. Bye.
Follow the rules. He rewrites them.